mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Carla and I are going to talk about coping with stress, which clearly we both suck at because we've missed recording two episodes in the last 2 months. We canceled last night due to weather, and we almost didn't record today due to audio issues. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening to us on, and please follow us on social media. I would like to note that I am not recording with alcohol tonight because I did a workout and I was like, I'm going to be healthy and not have a drink.
I just have pop. I would like to mention that I'm semi-dying with a somewhat weird eye infection, I think. So, yay.
Is it the eye infection that Ella had? She didn't have pink eye, but like it was like a year ago in the winter. I wonder if it's that.
I have had a weird eye infection too in the past, and I had to go to the eye doctors for it because it had an effect on like my pupil size and stuff. I don't know, but I'm hoping it's not that. But I found putting like polysporin eye drops in made it 1,000 times worse. So
I didn't know polysporin made eye drops.
Yeah, to help with pink eye because pink eye is so common.
How about we do a quick rundown of what's been going on? Because we haven't recorded in a while. We missed the episode that was supposed to drop on August 1st. And this one is not going to come out until the 15th. So I feel like we should probably update people on what is going on with both of us before we jump into our stress episode.
All right. So full of stress. My house closed. Yay. I am semi-wealthy for the time being, but that comes with a lot of stress to find another house. My parents' house is still, we are living in chaos still. Ella's been homesick this week, and now I'm homesick, so I'm not going to work at all this week. I will just be working from home, which was joked about yesterday that I was just going to work from home and Shane was going to take Ella to daycare. And then it became reality at like 5 a.m. that I was not going to work today. So yay. There's just so much going on with like trying to get this house in order. And I tried on the weekend with my mom and we did get a lot done. However, my mom then injured herself somehow and I don't even know how. And she ended up having to go to the chiropractor a couple times and now she can move again. So I told her that we will have to do more this weekend, but she needs to make sure that she's taking it easy because I can't just throw all their stuff out. I was actually shredding stuff while I was waiting for Erica tonight. They have like 2 giant shred it boxes that I've just been like, all right, whenever I get a minute, I'll shred some papers.
And I was like, oh, I did a work, like I put my kids to bed and then I did a workout and I was folding my laundry and I was like, hey, just let me know where you're at. And you're like, can you be ready now? And I'm like, yeah. So I have been dealing with some of my own crap. Obviously it's not, you know, sunshine and rainbows with my ex. I am still trying to find a second job so that I can move out, but I need a job that I can work from home and that I can make, you know, a semi-decent amount of money. And yeah, so that's proving to be a little difficult right now, but I'm still trying. So I have that going for me. But yeah, that's all I can really say. I feel like every time I turn around, I'm like, can I help you in some way?
I wish, but not really. And like, I'm at a standstill until my parents get their stuff together down here. Like once we can get down here organized, then we can like move on.
I feel like it's just a continuous of like taking stuff from here and putting it over there and taking stuff from there and putting it over here. You're like, nothing is getting done.
We did finally switch our bed out. So that's exciting. So we have our bed, like our mattress and box spring now, and we switched bed frames. So everything that's supposed to be in the new spare room is fully there. everything that's in our room is there. However, our room is still a disaster. So maybe I should, you know, work on that while my parents aren't around helping with the other stuff. But it's just one of those things, like, I'm tired too. And now, like, clearly I've been run down because now I'm sick. And
well, there's only so much that you can do, honestly.
Right. But, like, my couch has been in my parents' garage for, like, 2 months, and I'd really love it in the house while I can have it. And, like, we really need our own space. Like, Shane and I are losing our minds watching the same TV shows that my parents watch.
Is there anywhere that you could set up, like, a second living room?
Yeah, so down here, where I am recording, so there is a second living room, but this couch is going upstairs to that living room when you first walk in the front door, and that furniture, the very 70s flower furniture, is going out. Like, it's getting, we're getting rid of it. And then our couch is coming down here.
Mm.
But this room is still a disaster. So until we get this room organized, none of that can happen, because stuff is going to come down from the garage, but stuff is also, there's a bunch of stuff for a yard sale that needs to go to the garage. So it's just like, we literally need to just move things. And I already told mom, if it doesn't sell at the yard sale, it needs to be gone out of the house forever. No more holding on to this crap.
Just please, when you go to the thrift store and you're dropping stuff off to Johnny, get the coupons. That's all I ask. Get the coupons.
Yes, ma'am.
So I also want to talk about Ella's birthday real quick, because Ella turned 2 and the girls and I came down.
Yay. We had so much fun.
I feel like I did nothing the entire morning that I was there, but according to Carla, I was very helpful.
Yeah, you kept my kid occupied and out of my hair so I could get stuff done. I got tons done.
You played in the bouncy castle. We watched TV. We had a snack.
Yeah.
Carla prepped all the food. She made lunch.
Mm-hmm. See? Lots. I got lots done while you kept her busy.
And I would like to note that I went away for the weekend and I was on a restriction diet where I could not have gluten or dairy or any kind of, like, oil that you fry stuff in. And I did not break my diet. Like, I just, for a second, like, I did good.
You did very good.
Including all the delicious stuff that Carla had either made or bought or was brought in. It was looked all really good. Those cookies were a hit, according to all the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, there was none left. I had saved one for my mom. She was very happy.
Yeah, and your nephew ate, like, everything.
Oh, everything.
And he was a huge help to me because he preoccupied my kids while I loaded up the car for, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. He still asks, like, when are they coming back over? And I'm like, oh, it probably won't be for a while. I'm like, next time I will probably go see her again.
Oh, your nephew was a sweetheart, though. Like, he was so patient with them. And I was like, my kids are, like, I could tell because we had, like, 2 dinners that night. They had one.
Like, early.
Yeah, they had one at, like, 4. So, like, mommy, I'm hungry. And I was like, okay, like, do you want snacks? They're like, no, I want food. And I was like, okay, well, I'll give you, like, I think they had, like, a hamburger that I, like, chopped in half. And they didn't like it. And then I was like, here's some potato salad. Here's some, like, carrot, celery. And, like, I tried to, like, give them stuff. They both ate, like, half a brownie. And then we went to Amy's, like, my one friend in Windsor. And they, like, had a second dinner at her house. Like, I grabbed 2 brioche buns and some cheese. And I, like, went into a drawer and, like, got a Ziploc bag. And someone walked in. They're like, are you stealing food? And I was like, it's fine. Carla won't mind. Yeah, I can't remember who walked in. But they're like, are you stealing food? And I'm like, it's fine. Carla's fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, I literally took 2 buns and 2 pieces of cheese. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Don't care.
Yeah, I was like, seriously, like, I don't understand why you're mad. I was like, her nephew literally ate half the fruit tray as she was putting it out.
And veggie tray, yeah.
It could have been worse. He could have been sitting there eating all the chips.
Right? No, they're really good at, like, veggies. That's for sure. All right.
Let's get into this.
That you've heard about all of our stress and what's been going on in the last couple of weeks, this is why we decided to do it on stress and how to cope with it. Although, I'm not going to lie, I feel like I've been coping with it horribly and just avoiding all responsibility. That's how I cope.
You are channeling everything with self-destructive behaviors as opposed to constructive behaviors.
Yeah. It's great. My biggest thing to cope with stress is just to sleep. Like, just go to bed early, get a good night's sleep, and I just wake up refreshed. Honestly, I think that's my biggest, like, if I'm stressed, I'll just go to bed.
Yeah, and I'm the exact opposite. I can't sleep when I'm stressed at all, not even remotely. Like, I will get, like, 4 hours, and I'm like, cool, this is how I start my day now. Carla's number two, and my number one is drink, which, as we both know, is not a good thing to deal with stress. I think mine, my,
neither one of us, neither one of us drink in excess, though.
Oh, no. Okay.
Like, we'll have, like,
not since I've had kids, but I will tell you, like, when I was bartending and I was working full-time as a bartender, you're supposed to drink like what, 2 drinks a week? I was drinking like 2 drinks a day, like every day. And I was like, okay, this needs to change. There was like a 3-month period where like, I wasn't like drunk every day, but like I would come home from work at like 3 in the morning and like, I would pour myself a drink and I would just sit on my balcony and eat food. And watch people, because I lived in downtown Windsor, and generally when I would get home, there was people still walking around. Mm-hmm. So I would people watch till like 5 in the morning, or I would pour a drink and I would go for a walk. So like, I mean, was it healthy? No, but like I was also working.
Yeah, but that's going back over 3 years ago, like, or more.
More like 4 or 5, because I haven't lived downtown Windsor in a while. But yeah, like I was drinking like every day. And then one of my friends was like, you have a lot of empties. And I was like, yeah, I just haven't returned them in like, you know, a couple months. And she's like, that's a lot of empties for one person for a couple months. And she's like, how about you try not drinking for a month? And I was like, I did it. And I was like, oh yeah, I need to not drink. But like, definitely we both are one of those people that's like, ah, I've had a long day, I could use a drink.
Yeah.
And then it's like one drink, maybe two.
Right.
But it's not every day.
Right. As a parent, neither one of us are like going to go and get drunk every day. Like we have a stressful day. We have a drink. It's not the end of the world. And like yesterday I had 3 land shark seltzers.
Yeah. But I mean, how long, like how far apart? Because like, I could have 3 drinks on a Saturday, like one when the girls are napping and then like one in the afternoon and then one at night. Yeah. And like, I don't feel drunk. Like there are points where I'm like, I've been drinking, I'm not driving, but like, I'm not inebriated.
Right. So like that was between 6 and 10. So over the course of 4 hours, I hit 3 drinks.
Yeah. But like, I don't feel like that's like, you're not breastfeeding, you're not driving anywhere. Like,
well, and that's what I mean, right? Like as a parent, we are still allowed to drink as a stress reliever. It is one thing to drink and another to get drunk.
Oh god, I haven't gotten drunk in so long.
Same. Although it doesn't really take me much to get drunk, so.
I think the last time that I was like drunk,
Shanna's birthday,
but I was also on a weekend away from my kids. I was gonna say Cass's birthday. But yeah, it was like Shanna's birthday, which was March, Cass's birthday, that was December. And then before that was like my brother and sister-in-law's wedding, which was like August of 2020.
Yeah.
I think maybe there was another time in there that I got drunk at Cass. Like I've been drunk like maybe 4 or 5 times since I've had my kids. And yeah. Really, I have to think about this. I'm like, I've really only been drinking again for the last year and a half because I breastfed for 1.5 years and my kids aren't even 3.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Drinking is okay. All you moms out there, it's okay to have a drink.
It's just not okay to be like, when Erica was drinking every day and probably shouldn't have been.
This podcast is actually a huge stress reliever for me because I feel like it gets a lot off my chest. However, lately we haven't been able to do it because of a bunch of different things going on. When we were supposed to record the last one, we had so much to do on the house still that there was no way I could make time for it. I was literally at home until Ella went to bed, and then I left Ella with my parents, and then I took off and went to the house till like 10 or 11 at night and did that every day. And I still worked a full 8 hours in there. So like, it was just a lot. So that is why we didn't do the last one. But it's just nice to talk it out with people. Like,
well, and it's nice because like it decompresses the last couple of weeks or however long it's been since the last podcast. I find that my anxiety is a million times better when we do record, mostly because I'm not like sitting here stewing and overthinking like stuff that's gone down.
Right. Like we have each other to bounce stuff off of. And we always, as you can tell, we try and do episodes based on things we're dealing with in the moment, because obviously it makes more sense for us to talk about what we're dealing with than it does to pick random topics.
Plus, if this is a way cheaper therapy session than when we have therapy, because we're able to like talk it out, but like we're not having the full on like mental breakdown that we have when we're in actual therapy.
Yes, absolutely.
As I say that with like, I feel like my therapist listens to this podcast and she's like, yeah, this is going to be a fun therapy session. Like, I've actually started, so I do Beachbody, which, not trying to plug it, but like I love Beachbody. It's definitely helped me work out, especially at home. They just released something called sound meditation, which I've now started doing every day since it's been released. I'm obsessed with it. I do like 3 or 4 different ones like on repeat every day. I love it. I've told my best friend Cass, who also does Beachbody, to start doing it. And she's like, oh, I really like it. I'm like, right? Like it just 10 minutes and you're like, your anxiety drops. You're way less stressed. And like, you're just sitting listening to something. Like that's all it is.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's also sound meditation on YouTube. It's basically like the big glass bowls where like they move the stick around the big glass bowls. It's just that.
Okay.
You just listen to it with headphones and you're just like, ah, this is nice.
Once we get down here organized, I'm hoping to start working out and doing more because I will have the space to do it. It's just a matter of, like I said, getting this space organized for us. First thing was like the office area. So I had a place to record and work from home if need be and whatever. But now I really need to get like our sitting room and like space to work out and everything else done. And then I'll be very happy. All right. The next thing I like to do is binge watch TV because I feel like it shuts my brain off.
But what do you like to binge?
Anything.
See, I have to be in a mood for certain stuff. Like I'm currently watching Teen Mom OG, like from the beginning, because I watched 16 and Pregnant when it was on like initially, and then I watched the first couple seasons of Teen Mom OG, and then I was like, yeah, I have a life and I'm not doing this anymore, because Cass and I now split Crave. So I have all these new shows to watch and I am no longer going to have Netflix for a little bit. And my mom and I are watching The Food That Built America, which is a terrible thing to watch because you want to eat all the food on it. I don't know. Like, I have to be in the mood to binge certain things. But, like, I like to either binge absolute trash TV or, like, documentaries.
So I have an app that I, like, keep track of all the shows that I'm watching. So really just whatever I have to catch up on. Like, today my dad and I binged The Resident because I knew he'd be okay with that. And then we watched Good Trouble, which he totally didn't understand at all, because if you don't watch the previous episodes, you're totally lost.
What show?
Good Trouble.
Huh, I've never heard of it.
It's a spinoff from The Fosters.
Like The Fosters, like with the adoptive kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch that. Because that show didn't end for me. It ended like in the not the right spot.
Yeah, it kept going.
I need to watch this show. What's it on?
I just watch it on I watched it on Cyberflix, but when I'm not, don't have my Fire Stick, I watch it on that TV thing, you like the TV website.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it on that. Yeah, no, that's fine. I was just like, I have like 47. My problem is like I have 47 shows on the go. Like right now, I'm binging Animal Kingdom because it just came out on Netflix.
I started watching that one again.
Oh, it's so good. If anyone has watched Animal Kingdom, like, please give us a shout out. I'm obsessed with this show. I probably could watch it 6 times. I'm in the midst of, like, I don't know, season 7 of Teen Mom OG. My mom and I are watching that documentary of The Food That Built America, and we're going to go through the spinoffs of that. I need to catch up on The Resident. Like,
I'm still honestly trying to catch up on One Tree Hill.
Okay, first of all,
I have no time to listen to the podcast now to go with it because I don't drive by myself.
Have you not seen One Tree Hill all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Like,
but then like rewatching it with the podcast, like the Drama Queens podcast.
I need to preface, if anyone has not watched One Tree Hill, do not binge it. Because I binged it and I had never seen it, but I binged the entire 9 episodes and I want to say nine seasons. I binged that over the span of like 2 months. You cannot emotionally handle everything that show has when you've never seen it in like 2 months. Like, I think I went through like my own little like depressive episode. And like, then I watched it and like, I watched Sons of Anarchy. Like, I worked nights and I was security. So like, all I did was sit and watch TV shows when I was on nights. I binged Sons of Anarchy. I binged Breaking Bad. I binged One Tree Hill. And I did like back to back to back of like those 3 shows. And it was like, why did I do that? First of all. And like, it was a very emotional time for me. There was like 6 months where I was like, like there was a character.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there was a character on Sons of Anarchy that died, and like my manager, like my supervisor, was like radioing me. He's like, "Hey, I'm just doing a check-in," and I'm like, "I'm fine." And like 30 seconds later, he's like at my seat. He's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I was like bawling my eyes out." He's like, "What?" And I'm like, "The character died in the show." He's like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, "Do you realize I thought you were in danger?" And I was like, "I said I was fine." You didn't even like follow it up with anything. It was just radio silence. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm sad. I'm watching a show. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. What is your next thing you use to cope with stress?
I do talk therapy, which, if you're not familiar, talk therapy is where you sit and talk, like basically what Carla and I are doing right now. But you do it with a registered counselor or psychologist or psychiatrist. It's basically just talking out your problems and coming up with a viable solution. And your therapist is like a guide. Like my mom basically said, because she also does therapy. My mom's like, you're the captain of the ship. Your therapist is like the navigator that's like, hey, there's a rock there and you probably don't want to drive into it, but you're the one driving the ship.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like, I like that analogy. My next one is organizing, which is ironic because your next one is the exact opposite.
Avoid all responsibility.
And I'm over here like, I organize and clean.
I find I used to do that at my house, but now that I'm at my mom's house, I feel like it's very different now.
I organize like my office or my planner, or I'm like going through my kids' clothes and pulling out all the stuff that I either don't want to put them in anymore or they don't want to wear.
Ella's room is the only room that is organized in this entire house. And now my mom's talking about doing flooring, so I'll be doing that. I told her we have to finish getting our areas organized before flooring is happening. I'm like, that can be a winter project. It is inside.
Yeah, so that doesn't need to happen just yet.
No. You've lived with this flooring for 30 years. You can live a little longer with it.
You can live another 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about like organizing. I forget if it was like a TikTok or I can't remember what it was, but something that said, if you live in chaos, you will feel as though you're in chaos all the time, which Carla's like frantically nodding her head.
Absolutely.
Like, yes. So for me, it's like, I will sit there and I will write out my week and I will start planning of like, okay, I'm going to do groceries on this day. I need to get these groceries. I need to meal prep. I need to do laundry. I need to do this, blah, 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 blah. And I start like going through all the things that like I need to do step by step by step, make it methodical. go through everything, do this, do this, do this. And it's like, eventually it just starts working. And that was kind of like, we did a whole episode on like how I function. And it was like, I organize, I plan. Stuff can go absolutely sideways. And it's like, okay, we didn't get this done today. We're going to add it to tomorrow. And the problem is like, don't keep doing that, because then you're going to have a Saturday where you're like, and I have to do the laundry and clean the house and make sure I meal prep. And we got to do groceries and my kid is sick. So now everything is pushed to Sunday and now I have no food.
And that is how you get overwhelmed very quickly.
Yes. Which is how we get overwhelmed and how we deal with it. Yeah. And I would like to say before we start talking about this is, as a parent and as a single parent, if you are a single parent and you understand that there is a point in your day where you're just like, I'm going to scream and then I'm going to cry and then I want to take a nap, but my children need to have supervision. So I'm just going to wait for all of that until they go to bed. It is okay. It is acceptable. It's normal. I've been there. Like, honestly, for the first, I think, 2 months of my kids' lives, when they came home from NICU, I slept on patio cushions in my kids' nursery on the floor. And they slept in their twinsie pillow. Like, you do what works for you. And like, I don't think I slept for 4 months.
Yeah, I don't know how you did it.
Sheer willpower, I think. Yeah. I wasn't really given a choice, honestly.
Right.
It was either do it or don't. But if you don't, your kids are probably going to starve and you're not going to be able to live with yourself or what's going on. So.
Right. Your kids will suffer and you wouldn't be able to bring yourself to do that. So.
Yeah. I just suffered through and allowed them to thrive.
It's what we do as parents.
Yes. So Carla, how do you deal with being overwhelmed?
I take a break. Breaks are like my go-to.
Take a break and come back to it, yeah, even if it's literally 5 minutes.
And like breathe. Like take a lot of our how to deal with being overwhelmed are the same. So like yeah. Taking those like 5 minutes to just breathe, even if you just need to take the 5 minutes and write a list to like be able to cross things off to make you feel less overwhelmed because you're getting things done, do it. It helps.
Do you know how many times I literally will go and write a list and then cross off, like it'll be a list of 15 things. And I will literally cross off 8, 9 of those things. And I was like, why did you write it down? And I'm like, it's therapeutic.
Yeah. 100%.
Cause like Carla's like, I did nothing today. And it's like, really? Write down everything you did today. You didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, was Ella at daycare today?
No. Yes. Yes. Shane took her to daycare. Okay. I woke him up at 5:30 to say, you're taking her to daycare. Cause there was a running joke that I was just going to stay home today and work from home while Ella went to daycare. So I could kind of get some other stuff done. And then I woke him up at 5:30 and was like, so I'm dying and you're taking Ella to daycare. So I didn't get to do anything extra today except veg on the couch and work from the couch.
But again, you still got up. You probably had a shower. You fed yourself.
Yep. All those little things count as something.
Yeah. It's like I told my sister-in-law, there's going to be the day that you're going to get up and you're going to walk 5K with the dog and the baby. You're going to come home. You're going to put the baby down in the crib. You're going to have a shower. You're going to get your makeup on. You're going to go to lunch with a friend. You're going to come home, clean the house because your kid's going to have that 2-hour nap and you're going to get everything done. And I said the next day, you're going to put on a bra and brush your teeth and you're going to be like, I did stuff today.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah, 100%.
Balance. Like, not every day is going to be like that.
No. So what is something you like to do to deal with being overwhelmed? How do you deal with being overwhelmed?
Getting organized. And I love how like my toxic trait of like when I'm feeling super stressed, I get organized. But also like if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm like, okay, stop. like, I slow down, I get organized, and I do one thing at a time, like, almost methodically. And it was kind of like when I was like talking to you and Shane, and we were talking about like the getting organized and like two things at a time. And it's like, people are like, I don't understand this. I'm like, when you're organizing a room or you're cleaning and you're putting stuff away, literally pick up two things, like one in each hand, put them away, come back, get two more things, put them away, come back. And it sounds like the most simple thing, but it allows you to process. I'm picking up these two items. I'm going to put them away where they go, and I'm going to come back and get two more. It negates the table that stuff is piled on. It negates all this other stuff. Don't get me wrong. We have a peninsula in my kitchen. It is always covered with stuff. Stuff that needs to be filed, stuff that needs to be thrifted, stuff that needs to go away, stuff that needs to be dealt with. Everything. It's always on the peninsula. However, every so often, my mom's like, clean it off. And she gets annoyed that I only pick up stuff two things at a time. She's like, why? Just take all of it. And I'm like, no, it's not how I work. Do things at a time. Deal with it. And it gets done. What about for you?
I like setting like 15-minute time gaps to do stuff, because once you get started, you're like, okay, it's only 15 minutes, I can do it. But once you get started, you tend to keep going. So just be like, okay, I'm going to do this for 15 minutes. And if I need a break after 15 minutes, I can take a break. And if I want to keep going, then I'm going to keep going. And it just gets that, like, it's just a good way to get started on the overwhelm. It's a good step to get started.
But it's also definitely one of those things that I feel like as you're going through, you're like, oh, I can do this. And then it's like, I'm going to clean my room. And it's like when you're younger and you clean your room, and then you're playing with some toy that you haven't played with in 5 years, but it's in your room and it's been 6 hours. Your mom's like, what have you done? I'm like, played with this toy.
I also find that you need to let things get worse before they get better, which is the state I am in right now, is things are horrible right now, but we're getting somewhere. You can't organize without letting things get worse first. Like Erica said, if you're only taking two things at a time, you're going to be like, things get spread out, and then you have to take those two things and go and put them away. Like, it's going to take time for it to get better, but they will get better. You just need to keep working on it.
Step by step, one foot in front of the other.
And that's for everything. That's stress and being overwhelmed, life in general. Just one thing at a time. You'll get through it.
Also, something that we did not mention about how we deal with stress. I cry. A good cry is always therapeutic. And if you're going to sit here and tell me that you don't cry, I'm going to call BS, because
I cry all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to cry right now. My eye hurts. Who knows? Maybe crying would help my eye.
Maybe.
Stress sucks, but we all go through it, and you just got to learn how to deal with it in your own way.
The only thing that I'm also going to say in regards to like being overwhelmed is like, for me, I can feel myself, like even at work, I'll feel myself getting overwhelmed. And it's like, I'll just go up and go grab a snack. And sometimes I just need a snack to eat.
At work, that's like I do the same thing, or like I'll go and fill my water just to like get up and like walk away from the situation and then come back and just be like, okay, we got this. Let's do it.
Exactly. Like people that just get overwhelmed and stressed and get shut down, like you have to stop just, and now I'm shutting down, because it's not constructive, and all you're doing is creating more and more stress and more feeling of overwhelmment. You're just getting more overwhelmed, and it's not helping.
No, not at all.
Are you ready to go to highs and lows?
I think so.
All right. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Because I never get to go first. So I'm going to go first.
Go for it.
So my low is I bought a bouncy castle, but it didn't have a blower for my kids. And I did not win the blower on the auction. And I'm super ticked. So I have to like pray that no one picks up this blower and I can get it in a couple weeks. Fingers crossed. I don't know how else to put this, but my ex is a bit ridiculous when it comes to child parenting, child rearing. I can't talk about it on the podcast because court stuff is not settled yet and talking crap about him is not constructive. So I will vent to Carla privately later and explain to her all the delightful things that he's been doing. For my high, I purposely did not tell Carla this until right now because I wanted to see her face. I tried something yesterday for the first time ever in my life.
Which is?
A Whopper.
And?
Honestly, like, it's not bad. Like, the only reason why I try, I've never had really burger, I don't think I've ever had Burger King in my entire life until yesterday. Which is kind of funny because, like, everyone's like, how have you never had Burger King? I've also never had Taco Bell, just in case anyone's wondering. I like tacos. I just have never had Taco Bell. I mean, I would equate a Whopper to, like, a Big Mac. Like,
no.
No, like, just hear me out for a second. It's not something that I would eat every day, but I can definitely understand why people would crave a Whopper. Like, people crave a Big Mac. Like, but in my opinion, like, I don't equate it to be like, oh my God, it's like the best burger ever. Like, I've had better burgers.
Oh, no, not at all. But it's like delicious, greasy yumminess that...
Oh, don't get me wrong. It was good. Like, I will give you that. It was good. But it's definitely, like I said, I would put it in the same equation as I would put like a Big Mac or a Big Crunch or going to Chipotle. Like, I couldn't eat it every day. No. I understand why people crave it. And it's not the best burger I've ever had. But like, it wasn't bad and I would probably get it again in a couple months.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I've had one. Like, I'm good. I wasn't impressed with the nuggets. I don't know if they were overcooked because, again.
Yeah, I don't like Burger King nuggets. They're not good.
They're crunchy and like over deep fried. Like these ones I felt like were double deep fried and I was like, I don't like this. I'm not okay with this.
You should have got mozzarella sticks.
I can't eat mozzarella sticks.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I was going to try their onion rings and I was actually going to try a different variation of the Whopper. And I was like, nope, you're here. By the way, it's huge. Like I wasn't expecting how big the Whopper was. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The only reason why I tried Burger King was because like I said, we've been watching this food, The Built America, and Burger King keeps coming up on the show as like direct competition for McDonald's. And I'm like, okay, I've never had Burger King. You know what? I'm just going to try it. Again, good burger. Was it the best burger I ever had? No. Is it better than McDonald's? They're both fast food. Like, I'm sorry. McDonald's, Burger King, A&W, Wendy's, it's a fast food burger. Like, it's different when you're going to go and sit down at somewhere, like, literally anywhere that you can sit down and have a burger. I'm not even going to start naming restaurant chains because, like, it's not worth it. But, like, fast food burger is a fast food burger. Like, you're getting what you pay for. And
yes,
honestly, if I was going to get another Whopper, it would have to be on Whopper Wednesday because for the amount that I was paying for it, I was like, that's expensive. Also, I kind of want to try their onion rings because I want to see what it was like.
I don't know if I've ever had their onion rings.
I don't know. I now understand people like, I'm craving a Whopper. And I'm like, I can see. Also, the whole Whopper by itself, I was like, this is enough just on its own.
Oh, yeah. You don't need anything else.
I said to my mom, I was like, it's huge. And she's like, wait a minute, like, it's a big burger. And like, they're talking about that on like the show. And I was like, I don't understand. Like, why is it so big? But like, it's like, two hands.
Oh, yes. You cannot one hand that.
I did.
because I was driving. I didn't have an option. I like took it out of the bag. I was like, this is heavy. Like, I was literally like, I felt like I was on one of those like food shows. I also purposely did not put this in the Instagram story because I wanted to like see if you were like going to be super shocked. I've never had a Whopper in my life.
I knew you never had a Whopper because we had talked about pregnancy cravings and mine was Whoppers.
And like, I could see that now. But again, like I was legitimately, I was going to go to McDonald's and get food. And then I was driving by a Burger King and I was like, it's Wednesday. I'm going to try a Whopper for the first time in my life. And I was like, I'm not mad about it.
You have to add cheese, but you shouldn't add cheese, but it's really good with cheese.
Again, I was like, should I add, there's like a cheese and bacon one. And like, I'll probably try that one next time.
Oh, I don't ever veer off the regular menu. It's just like, I just get a Whopper with cheese whenever
like, I go. Like, that was the thing. I was like, do I put cheese on it? And I was like, no, just get the original Whopper by itself just to see. Also, whatever mayonnaise they're using is different than, like, other mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's good mayonnaise.
It is good mayonnaise.
Because it was, like, really mayo-y, and I'm not a big fan of mayo on my burger, but, like, I was okay with that. Kinsley and Regan are also very, very talkative. Kinsley's new favorite word is why. And really?
Oh, no, you're already at the why stage.
Why? Why?
But why? But why?
No, it's not even but why. Why? Really? No way. Oh. I have a video I'm going to send you. I think I Snapchatted you of Kinsley on the porch. Yeah, their aunt and uncle were coming over with their cousin. And I was like, you know, uncle's coming over. Really? Yeah. No way. An aunt is coming over. Really? Like, that was the whole conversation. And like, part of me is like, I'm so glad that you're talking. And then the other part of me is like, oh my God, shut up.
People have told me that for like a really long time. Like, cause I was super excited for Ella to start talking. And they're like, you're going to wish that she never started talking because she's never going to shut up. And I'm like, that's okay. She's pretty good.
The only thing that I have as a bonus is that they talk to each other.
Yeah.
So I can be like, just talk to your sister.
Ella talks to herself a lot or her baby.
Although this morning I buttered their everything bagel and I put it in their bento box beside their banana. And Kinsley's like, my bagel's wet. I'm like, no, it probably just has banana on it. And then she's like, no, it's wet. I'm like, is it butter? And she goes, yeah. I'm like, well, that's fine. Like, it tastes good with butter. And she is like, no. And then Regan pipes up. She's like, Kinsley, suck it up.
I like it. That's awesome.
I'm like, oh, God, the sass on these kids. Mm-hmm. All right. What is your low and then your high? Let's try and end on a high note.
Well, that's not going to work with me today, but. My low is Ella's been sick for 3 days. She had a fever of 102 and higher for like 3 days. She was home from daycare for 2 days. Thank God Monday. Well, Monday was a holiday, but she was sick on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She was better, but obviously still had to stay home because you have to be 24 hours fever free. So Wednesday was like a super hard day for me, which is probably why I got sick. So I'm trying to work and entertain her all at the same time. And it just didn't happen very well. So then she went to daycare today and I am sick now. So I don't even know what's going on. I might go to the clinic tomorrow to get my eyes checked. But it's just been one thing after another. Like, I honestly feel like I can't win right now and it sucks. And for my high, I said, I honestly don't think I have a high because I'm just so exhausted and don't feel good and nothing's getting done. And
sometimes, and I feel like this is applying to you right now, you need to take a break and slow down just a little bit.
Yeah. I think tomorrow is going to be that day. I'm going to work, but I'm not going to work very hard. And I'm staying home again tomorrow. So my work asked me to test for COVID and I am negative. I was like, I don't have COVID. there's something wrong with my eyes.
Well, that's like the girls' daycare. Like, I don't know how many times I have to test my kids before people are like, oh, do they have COVID? It's like, no.
No. Even when I took Ella to the doctor Tuesday, they made me test her for COVID at the doctor's. And I'm like, that's not what she has. And then the next day she was feeling better. So it's weird, but it is what it is. But so I don't have happy high notes. Ella calls my mom Granny now, which is hilarious. Granny.
Isn't your mom Nana? Nanny?
No, she's Grandma. She's Grandma, but now she's Granny. Which my mom doesn't care either way, as long as she's saying something, because she has been saying Papa for like ever. So my mom's like felt very left out. So now she gets Granny. My favorite thing is when Ella says, thank you, Mommy. It's like my favorite thing in the world. I'm like trying, like she'll say, she's like the most polite kid in the world. Like she uses her manners like crazy. My dad coughed yesterday and she was like, bless you. And I'm like, that was a cough, not a sneeze, but okay. And she'll be like, thank you, you're welcome. All the time. It's so funny. But she is just, it's hilarious. I love it.
My favorite is my mom doesn't like when we wear our shoes in the house, which like I completely understand. But I have these, like, I would say, like, there's 90s style sneakers, like, Keds, mm-hmm. that, like, you can't just slip them on and off. Like, they're either on or they're off. And, like, if yeah. I have to go in and grab something. So I went and I brought, like, the drink caddy in and my purse. And I put the drink caddy on the kitchen counter and I walked back out to get the rest of the stuff out of my car. And Kinsley, no, it was Reagan. She stopped me and she goes, hey, take your shoes off. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. And she's like, no, ma'am. I'm just like, oh,
well, and we're Canadian, so like wearing shoes in the house is not something you do unless you have like indoor shoes.
Yeah, but like even like other people I know, like most people I know do not have like indoor shoes.
No, you just don't wear shoes in the house at all.
Yeah, like I don't really know anyone that like wears their shoes in the house, short of like I just have to run into the house real quick and grab something.
Yeah. Same. Like my mom wears Birkenstocks because she can't go like barefoot, so she wears Birkenstocks in the, like she has indoor Birkenstocks that she wears.
And see, my grandma has indoor Birkenstocks. Like, to me that's not weird because my grandma has indoor Birkenstocks, but like those are what they use instead of slippers, so that's their slippers, so I don't see that as like, oh, that's like weird. So.
No, for sure. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Jump over to our social media for links about all the stuff we talked about. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or an email. See you on the first. We promise.